Both the United States and South Korea insist that China should be doing more to end this crisis. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing says China is working hard for peace on the Korean Peninsula. China once referred to its relationship with North Korea as being as close as lips and teeth. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from Beijing. Rob, what can China do in this situation?
Well, that's a very good question. I think a lot of people around the region feel that China can do less and less. In the past, as you suggest, there was a very high degree of communist brotherhood. But as China has moved down a much less communist road in the last decade or so, and as Kim Jong-il has stood firm in a very communist way of dealing with things in North Korea, I think they've parted company on a lot of things. They've brought Kim Jong-il over the border a couple of times and shown him some factories, shown him around Shanghai, and I think they're very much wanting to just draw him out of his shell because that would help stability in the region. But I think it's pretty clear that they don't hold the influence over him that they used to have.
Does China provide economic or military assistance to North Korea that could be taken away, that could be used as leverage?
It does provide assistance to North Korea, but I'm not sure that it would ever take it away, because one of the things that China dreads is the collapse of North Korea. It wants to give Kim Jong-il just enough to keep him in power, because the worst-case scenario for China would be an implosion or explosion of the North Korean regime, which would somehow lead to what we saw, for instance, with the two Germanys at the end of the 1980s, an enforced reunification of the Korean Peninsula. China, although it's not as close to North Korea as it used to be, does like having North Korea there as a buffer. Why? Because there are 37,000 U.S. troops in South Korea, and it doesn't really want them coming up to its border.
Well, now you allude to two possible outcomes of this, Rob. One is a peaceful reunification of the Koreas, which the United States would like, but you're saying China would not like it so much. But I suppose the other option here is some kind of anarchy or even a nuclear war. Doesn't this pose some risks for China?
It does, of course, pose huge risks for China, as it does for the whole region. And I think this is why China is starting to cooperate more with the other countries in the region, with South Korea, with Japan, with Russia, and especially with the United States. I mean, it's incredible. 3 years ago, people in central Beijing were throwing rocks and everything they could find at the U.S. embassy after the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade. Now, we're all friends again. It says a lot about how the whole geopolitical situation has changed, that you've got a Chinese government that's cooperating more almost with the U.S. government than it is possibly with the North Koreans, its supposed communist brothers.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Steve.